The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hour number two, Bruce Hooley Show. If you were watching the show in hour one on my Twitter pages or my personal Facebook pages, you now have to move to the Bruce Hooley Show Facebook page or the 989 The Answer Facebook page so you can watch the rest of the show. You can catch hour one later on today or turn your friends onto it on Rumble. One of the stories that we talked about yesterday was the Senate's refusal to hold a hearing on the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. This is stipulated in the Constitution that when the House impeaches someone, the Senate holds a hearing. Now, they weren't going to get the two-thirds vote to impeach Mayorkas, but that wasn't what they were worried about. What the Democrats in the Senate were worried about was that during a trial, what would happen? Evidence would be presented, right? Evidence of why Mayorkas was being impeached because of his failures on securing the southern border, which he has steadfastly said until about the last month or two is secure. So Mayorkas skates. This is another instance of where all the times they tell you that they care about democracy and they want to fight to defeat Trump so they can preserve the Constitution is all just utter lies. But while Alejandro Mayorkas skated on having to be embarrassed by the facts of his horrific managing of the border, U.S. Border Patrol, Customs and Immigration Service, and everything else, he nevertheless had to go in front of a Senate subcommittee yesterday to answer more questions about the border. And it did not go well for him, starting with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
But I can't help but be sad for Laken Riley and her family who didn't have to have this. You've either said you don't have the knowledge, you've been asked about this multiple times, but we're going to ask again, how did the murder of Laken Riley get into this country? And what is the statute that allowed you to do it? How could you? And how could you sleep at night? You know, having done that.
That is a very good question. How does Alejandro Mayorkas sleep at night? Does he just have no soul that he sees a 19-year-old co-ed about to become a nurse because she wants to impact and influence other people's lives? And she's murdered by an illegal alien who, in a moment, I'll play Josh Hawley, who was relentless on Mayorkas, because Josh Hawley had the receipts. He's got the actual reports on Jose Ibarra, the illegal immigrant who murdered her. Does Mayorkas just not care? Like, how can you have such an enslavement to your ideology that when it costs real human lives, it doesn't move you off your spot? Oh, we can't have it. I mean, I know it's great for us to affect how many House seats California gets with our immigration policies, Mr. President, but we got young people dying in this country. We got crime rampant in the cities. They never have that conversation because they just don't care. The ends justify whatever the means are, and the means are young people and other people ending up murdered, jobs taken away from American citizens. The jobs report last week, which Josh Pick and I talked about on the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again tonight when we have the show at 7 o'clock. More jobs are going to non-citizens than to citizens. The immigration policies of the Biden administration are crushing our country. They are indefensible. And you know how I know they're indefensible is that when Hawley presses Mayorkas on the Laken Riley case, or on another case that we'll get to, Mayorkas can't even concoct. Think of this. This is a big statement. Mayorkas can't even concoct a lie because Hawley has him dead to rights with the probation report in his hand, from which he will read right now.
Now that we have the file, I'll tell you what the difference is. Congressman Bishop didn't have the profile. And Senator Britt didn't have the parole file. And now we do have the parole file. And now we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country was because lack of detention capacity, which, as you and I both know, is not a valid reason under the statute. And now that we know that for sure, this is right out of the parole file. Here it is. Subject was paroled due to detention capacity at the Central Processing Center in El Paso, Texas. Now, suddenly, you don't want to talk about it. This is extraordinary. It's also a pattern with you. So, let me just try one more time. Have you read the parole file?
Senator, I'm going to give the same answer, and let me say it.
Well, which one? Are you going to give me the answer you gave to Senator Britt? Are you going to give the answer you gave to Congressman Bishop, or the answer you gave to Senator Paul, or do you want to try a fourth one?
Senator, I will not speak to the particulars of the case, given the pending criminal prosecution.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Well, you certainly, of course you don't want to, because it is an absolutely damning indictment of your policies. Let's just review Jose Barrera and how Ibarra, rather, and how he came to be here. On September the 8th, 2022, he was encountered by United States Border Patrol in El Paso, Texas, and was paroled into the United States due to lack of detention capacity. A provision, a proviso, a rule that is not permitted under the statute. You and I both know you know this. You knew it when you were talking to Congressman Bishop. You knew it when you were testifying to Senator Britt, and you know it today. You just never wanted to cop to it because the statute doesn't permit it. And so you lied to Congressman Bishop, and you lied to Senator Britt. And now you are hiding behind the ongoing prosecution excuse because it's the last one left to you because you testified falsely under oath.
Every time I get worried about the future of our country and the end of liberty in our country and actual freedom in our country, I take heart that we have senators like Josh Hawley and like J.D. Vance. Smart guys, articulate guys, guys who are measured but are not milquetoast. And you can tell how angry Josh Hawley is there, that he's been lied to by Alejandro Mayorkas, that the country has been lied to by Alejandro Mayorkas. And you get 5 minutes. That was about 2 minutes. And Hawley was not done because he then got into specifics on the murder of Laken Riley.
Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this, in November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Laken Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator...
Hamina.
You've misstated some facts.
I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here. You have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got. Otherwise, there'll be no justice for anyone at all.
Boom. That's a great shot. Not just at Mayorkas, but at Chuck Schumer, at every, including, I was going to say, every Democrat, including Sherrod Brown, who voted to not have this kind of dirty laundry aired in an impeachment hearing. It's another reason to vote for Bernie Moreno for Senate. It's another reason to vote anything to clean the swamp up in Washington, D.C. is worth a hard look and strong consideration, because these policies, this lack of accountability, is allowed to proliferate. Because we don't have enough senators like Josh Hawley who ask tough questions. Now, he wasn't just Hawley outraged by Lake and Riley's murder. It's personal to him because in his own state, though the circumstances were not as salacious as Lake and Riley's murder, one of Josh Hawley's citizens also has paid a heavy price for Biden's rampant immigration lunacy.
Travis Wolf, do you know that name?
Not off the top of my head.
Travis Wolf is a 12-year-old boy from Missouri. This is him. Travis was killed on December 20th, 2023, or I should say he was in a tragic attack on that night. He died some weeks later, head-on collision. The person driving the vehicle who's now been charged with six criminal counts is Indrina Bracco. Do you know who that is?
I do not, but let me communicate that I know that all of our hearts break for the family of this young boy
who died in
that accident.
Well, she's an illegal migrant here from Venezuela. Local law enforcement tell me that she was detained briefly at the border in 2023 and then released. And then she commits this crime. Multiple people have been stabbed in O'Fallon, Missouri by illegal migrants.
He went on to recite a litany of crimes committed by illegals. America doesn't care. He just doesn't care. I guess I sort of jumped the gun a bit on talking about Uncle Boozy Biden not being eaten by cannibals in advance of the segment Today in Crazy, which we air every day at this time at 12:22. But fret not. We have plenty more for Today in Crazy, including a walkout at a Utah middle school. Utah, pretty benign state, not where we typically have all kinds of protests and unrest. What's upset the young people at Mount Nebo Middle School? They are claiming that students who dress as furries are being disruptive in their school. These students say that the furries, these are children who identify not as human, but as animals, are being disruptive in class by biting, scratching, barking, and pouncing on these students. The students walked out complaining that the furries wear masks every day, and one of the students said, "We can't talk or say anything to the furries or even look at them, but they can look at us and say stuff to us and touch us." Now, the school district is pushing back on the allegations that furries are disrupting the daily activities at Mount Nebo Middle School. Here is the school spokesman. But the more I read from him, the more I want you to assess whether you think what he says is true or whether what the junior high students say is true. Here is his view of things. "Today, we had some students and parents choose to exercise their right to assemble and do a little protest for what they perceived was something that was happening in the school. It is actually not something that's been occurring." Okay, well, make your case, champ. Prove it. He said, "The school has attempted to work with some students whose dress and appearance might be disruptive to the school environment, but that none of the parents or students involved in the protest articulated anything they wanted changed specifically." Sounds to me like there's a little bit of something going on right here. He said the petition, which was headlined, "Students for Humans at School," insists that the school enforce a policy and a dress code that would prohibit students from wearing headgear that features ears and other animal-like pictures, and that they tell the furries that they are no longer allowed to bark or make similar noises at the kids who walked out. Sometimes you just have to laugh at the absurdity of all this. Not of the kids who walked out. Good for them. They're sticking up for their rights. And they should. I've heard these stories and I haven't brought them to the table because, you know, I understand how things can get magnified on the internet and you can get played. And I don't, the last thing I want to do is report things that are not accurate. But I saw this reported quite a bit, and then I read the guy's inane defense. Well, they didn't really tell us what they wanted, but we, you know, we've been working with the students trying to get them to comply. Okay, so you now admit you have a problem. Yes. Of course, we also have ample evidence that boys invading girls' spaces cause all kinds of problems in our schools. It's hard enough to police activity when boys are in boys' restrooms and girls are in girls' restrooms. Case in point, headline, Portland, Oregon. A 9-year-old girl's parents are suing the Portland Public Schools because this girl was sexually assaulted multiple times by 4 male students at the school. Multiple times. Not in the same incident, but over a period of weeks and months, she was assaulted by 4 different students. She went to the school, tried to get it fixed. They didn't fix it. And it eventually escalated to the point where the worst thing that you can imagine actually happened. What happened to the boys, you might want to know? Are they in the legal system? Did they get expelled from school? They each got a 1-day suspension. A 1-day suspension for sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl. That's why they're suing the Portland Public School System. I hope they bankrupt them. You say, wow, we need more stiff discipline in our schools. Yes, we do. Fret not. In North Carolina, a 16-year-old student has been suspended from school for 3 days. Man, I can't imagine. What did he do, Bruce? Did he rape a 9-year-old girl like for months and months and months? No, no. Something worse. Something worse. At least in the eyes of the left, something worse. After being assigned in his history class a question that included the term alien, he stood up and asked his teacher for clarification on what she meant by the term. He said, are you talking about space aliens or aliens without green cards? This is where his problems began. He was immediately accused by a Hispanic student in the room of making a racially insensitive comment disrespectful to students of Hispanic origin. He said in response, I didn't make a statement directed toward anyone. I simply asked a question. I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs a green card, and the term illegal alien is an actual term that I hear on the news and can find in the dictionary. Yes, but you dare not say it in a classroom. Otherwise, you will serve a 3-day out-of-school suspension. Is this kid a problem child? Is he always spouting off in class? Well, apparently not. But he has something worse on his record than a long resume of being disruptive. You see, he is one of the leaders of the school's Fellowship of Christian Athletes chapters. And he is a pole vaulter of some renown, and he said the reason he's concerned about this suspension, which, by the way, he cannot appeal because it was not for 10 days or more, only 3 days. He's afraid this will appear on his academic record and will impact his ability to get a college scholarship. So, his attorney says, we've never been in a situation like this. The label of racism in today's world is so strong that I feel we do not need to tackle this giant on our own. We've done it out of excessive precaution. Yeah, we certainly have. As Bodie Bauckham says, everything is racist. Hopefully this kid will win. Hopefully he'll get a big check too.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
the explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.